This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Key Obama administration officials today say that Congress needs to pass comprehensive energy and climate change legislation to reduce U.S. oil imports and fight global warming. Congress is holding four hearings this week to discuss draft climate legislation unveiled by Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Henry Waxman last month. The bill seeks to lower carbon dioxide emissions to 20% below 2005 levels by the year 2020 and more than 80% by 2050. The bill would also mandate that utilities generate 25% of electricity from renewable sources, such as wind and solar energy, by 2025. The Federal Housing Finance Agency today says prices of U.S. single-family homes rose by a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in February, but were down 6.5% from a year earlier. The index is 9.5% below its April 2007 peak. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 8,016, up 46 points. The NASDAQ 1663, up 19.55. And the S&P 500 at 855.22 is up 5.14 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Wednesday morning in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 5:70, up 6.75 on the open. July, 5:77, up 4.75. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5:05, up a half on the open. July, 5:26.5, up 5.75. September, 5:54.5, up 7. May corn opened at 3.78, up 4 on the open. July, 3.87, up 4. September, 3.96, up 3.5. December, 4.07, up 3.5 on the open. May beans open at 10.46, up 8 on the open. July, 10.41, up 8. November, 9.29.5, down 1.5. March of 2010, 9.42, unchanged on the open. May soybean meal opened at 3.26.50, up 1.20 on the open. July, 3.19.50, up 20. May soybean oil opened at 36.39, up 26 on the open. July, 36.72, up 29. April live cattle opened at 87.95, down 2.5 on the open. June, 83.20, down 7.5. April feeders, 99.50, unchanged. May, 99.45, up 17.5. May lean hog, 71.25, up 17.5 on the open. June, 72.75, up 35. And May bellies, 82.40, up 67.5 on the open. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. We have an office full of farmers talking about their muddy fields in East Central Illinois.
Yeah, and given that, and given what we saw from the NAS report on Monday, 5% nationally, why hasn't July corn shown more pip and zip?
Well, it's a lot of good reasons there. You know, of course, they've been planting west of Mississippi in pretty cool air and doing it rather aggressively. Well, we've had a lot of economic problems, and the fact that there were rumors about the banking problems, and Geithner basically put a Band-Aid on that problem, speaking to Congress about the economic situation, said it's not near as bad as what people reported. We did have some unfortunate news this morning. The chairman of Fannie Mae committed suicide, the dollar did show some weakness. Crude oil put in a near-term bottom here for a while. But it seemed like the economic news, the commodity news, was extremely bearish over the weekend. We have seen the market turn around. Yes, it is a very wet weather forecast. Demand of old crop beans by China is tremendous. Yes, we are seeing a considerably smaller crop in both Argentina and Brazil. The lack of fertilizer and some of the rainfall stress all added up to dismal productions, and the very prominent crop forecaster Cordier is saying 36.5 on the Argentine crop and 55.5 in Brazil all add up to one reason why we're seeing soybeans trading higher and helping pull, I think, to some extent, corn and bean wheat higher.
So it's the outside fundamentals, the outside marketplace that's got traders' eye at the moment as opposed to the fundamentals of the old crop beans themselves.
And one of the things that I think people are misjudging, they're judging this market like the good old days when the end user in the livestock industry, the ethanol and exporters, had tons of cash, and nowadays they're running on empty as far as their cash is concerned, and they're only buying, 10 to 15 days out. It does, however, make it the market extremely vulnerable to rallies and sell-offs and dips because we don't see the muscle under the market. And the muscle under the market in the last couple of years has been the commodity funds. And without the buying of on the dips by the commercials, we do see this distortion of extreme weakness that historically has been void the last couple of years.
What happens if we don't see national numbers next week for corn plantings in, say, the 20 to 25% range?
Well, my other thought is that because the end user isn't as aggressive as he has been in the past, and we still have a very large carryover of 1.7 billion bushels, and we don't have an ethanol industry that has the muscle that it used to have. We're seeing, it just is something where it will show strength, but not the monumental strength that we've seen in the past. So be patient, and if it lasts, the forecast is for some rain Sunday, Monday, and then Thursday, Friday. Some weather people are saying it could be 1 to 3 inches next week. So that puts us up close to that magic May 1st date, and you can just tell there's tension in the air, but whether the marketplace will go after it or not. But most commodity analysts are thinking that the government was wrong, and we will see more soybean acres show up, less acres in corn. And that's always a plateau and a force in the marketplace with reduced yields, with later planting, and also reduced acres also help add up to the bottom line.
Why is the July-November spread narrowing in beans?
Well, yesterday, a couple things. We've asked that question, why are people short old crop beans and long new crop? Obviously, they're on the wrong side of the market. We do know that the old crop beans are fundamentally very strong. The open interest is quite large. The other thing is, why are people still buying new crop beans in the fashion they are? So those are all interesting questions, and I think that we'll go back to more of a traditional deal, that if we do continue to see this demand, that the $2 spread will probably show up later in the year, like in August, September, instead of the nearby, because the commodity funds used to jump start or jump ahead of the marketplace. We're not going to see that with the livestock industry hurting and basically nobody in the user side of the equation willing to take major positions to prove that they're right. Those days are over with for a while.
Do you think we're going to see November beans above $10?
Probably not.
And
I'd even bet a dollar on that one.
You'd even bet a dollar on that one. And to put a face on the numbers in corn, has 395 become good stout resistance July and 415 the December?
Well, yeah, I don't think so. Okay. And I'll tell you the reason why. I think that there's more to this market than the dollar, and there's more to this market than the cost of production. And I think the thing of it is we are hopefully we have turned the corner with the economic demise of the country. We would like to see the new administration, treat the big business sector a little more like Clinton and Kennedy, and maybe LBJ a little more complimentary, and I think that would go a long ways in getting this stock market back on track.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Mike Solis, two-state extended forecast reads like this. Most locations in Illinois and Indiana will remain dry through the weekend, although northwestern Illinois will see showers and thunderstorms arriving late Saturday and continuing through Monday before the rain shifts across the rest of the two-state area on Monday and Tuesday. An active weather pattern will return to the area for the remaining days of April and the first week of May. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.